Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 as well. Denton Day, Leno Willingham filling in for the Junks. They will be back tomorrow. I'm sitting here now, one half of the acclaimed AEW Dynamite and Rampage in town tonight at Eagle Bank Arena. Go get your tickets, AEWTix.com. You'll get to see Anthony Bowens and Max Caster put the smack down, the beat down on those EVPs, Matt and Nick Jackson. Bowens, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I am really excited to get in the ring tonight and beat up some evil executive vice presidents.
So you have a lot of history in D.C. 2 years ago, me and my brother out here about 4 miles from where we're standing right now, National Scissor Me Day. What do you remember about that day?
I forgot. That was in Washington, D.C. National Scissoring Day. That was honestly one of my favorite things we've ever done as the acclaim or in my wrestling career. That was almost like an experiment to see how things were going. I was sitting with Cash and I said, what if we had a whole day dedicated to scissoring? We called it National Scissoring Day. And he ran with it and he was like, well, let's make it the acclaims basically our political rally. And it was absolutely fantastic. Washington, D.C. knocked it out of the park. And it's really fun to look back on.
Who came up with this scissoring? You work with obviously Max Caster and Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn got me in a lot of trouble growing up for doing the DX chop in middle school. And you guys are now like the new version of that. I'm sure I don't hang around middle schools now, but I'm sure there are kids running around scissoring each other. Where did that come from? How did you guys come up with it?
So it's a little bit of both of Max and I, which is kind of the beauty of our tag team. Like one of us would come up with an idea and then the other would further it. But basically, in the origin of the acclaimed way back in the pandemic days, we would throw up our hand symbol, which is basically our pointer finger and our middle finger making the shape of an A. Mm-hmm. And then Caster would come from behind and he would interlock our fingers into a scissoring motion. And I thought we were going to get in trouble for it. They asked us to stop doing it. And then for whatever reason, we were feeling really rebellious. We're like, let's just try things. And we started doing it again. And at one point, I remember being on the floor and I looked up and the whole first row had their fingers out and they're yelling, Bowen, scissor me. And I went, huh, I think we have something here. So we started doing it more. I started adding the kind of the motorboating face that I do when we do it. And it just took, we added Billy Gunn to the mix. And one day on television, I just felt compelled to yell, scissor me, daddy ass. And it took off.
Yeah, it's a pretty great slogan. I obviously have a t-shirt with
You're
it.
You're wearing the t-shirt.
I can't wear it very often. There were a lot of people that are not wrestling fans around the building that gave me a couple weird looks. So I explained it to them. But you work with Billy Gunn. He's a legend in this industry. What are some of the things that you've learned working with him?
Well, I don't want to spill all of his secrets that he gives to us, but he has been an incredible mentor for us. Mm-hmm. And somebody that, what I appreciate most, it's a two-way conversation. It's never the firm fist of, I'm the veteran and this is what goes. He allows us to play devil's advocate. He allows us to have a conversation, and he teaches us through those conversations, which I really, really enjoy. So he's been incredible to work with.
I'm sitting here with Anthony Bowens. AEW Dynamite's in town tonight, Eagle Bank Arena. You can get your tickets at AEWTix.com. The Acclaim taking on the Young Bucks at Eagle Bank Arena. So I was doing some investigating work, big-time journalist right here, and I found a video of you, just multiple videos, smacking dingers. We're a big baseball town in D.C., when are we going to get you in some sort of celebrity softball game, celebrity home run derby? I mean, you were just knocking these things out of the park with, by the way, wood bat. Not aluminum, not metal. You're hitting it with a wood bat. When are we going to get you in something like that?
Well, I'm putting it out there into the universe that I want to do something with some sort of major league team, maybe the San Francisco Giants, my favorite team. But I am working on hopefully getting into the celebrity softball game at the All-Star break. I would love to, come early to the stadium to take some batting practice and the cages on the field. I don't care what it is. But just to be able to be around baseball again has been so much fun. I played Division I baseball at Seton Hall University in college and top three, I mean, a top Division III school at Montclair State. So I was very good. I'm playing baseball again. I'm able to get back on the field.
Right.
And yeah, I was dropping some bombs the other day.
Is there anything that translates from baseball to wrestling? Obviously very different. I always tell my friends that wrestling is the perfect athletic storytelling medium. Is there anything that you learned in growing up from baseball that helps you in the ring now?
No. Not a thing. If anything, it's the off the field stuff, the mm-hmm. stuff that I've learned in college where they taught you or they trained you to kind of push through mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It's mental toughness Seton Hall pushed on us and how to time manage and how to get through things. So I think a lot of the wrestling training when I first began wrestling, it was brutal. It was really, really hard. One of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But I think coming from such a program that really hammered home that you can do anything if you put your mind to it, mm-hmm. and if you worked hard, you get results. I was able to translate that to pro wrestling and, you know, make a successful career out of it.
Coming from that athletic background, do you watch film of yourself, whether it be promos or in-ring stuff?
Yes, I've gotten a lot better of watching. I used to not like to hear my own voice.
So yeah, trust me, I know the feeling.
It was very hard to go back and critique promos because I would cringe, and especially right. I wasn't very good at them back then. But now I have to be a lot more hard on myself because it is television to make mm-hmm. sure that I'm putting out a really good product and vibe when I'm on the screen. So I will look back more.
Isn't it crazy, though, how at one point you didn't like hearing your own voice and then, you know, Saturday you cut a dynamite of a promo, pun intended, on the EVPs?
Yeah, I mean, I've come a long way. My confidence is there. I really worked hard at it. It was, I will admit, maybe it was a weakness coming into AEW, but I made sure that it was something that I worked on. And I knew that whenever I had the opportunity to grab a microphone here at AEW, and I got that chance to really shine. Like, actually, the first time I did it was National Scissoring Day.
Yeah.
That was the first time I spoke more than maybe 45 seconds on screen.
Really?
And that was, what, a 12-minute segment?
Yeah.
So, I showed people that night that I can do it.
12-minute segment, and correct me if I'm wrong, the main event of the show.
We main evented in Washington, D.C. against Sting.
I do remember that.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Sting was the guy who got me into professional wrestling when I was a child. He was the first thing I saw. And the first match that I watched him in was Starrcade 97 in Washington, D.C. So that was kind of like a full circle moment for me.
Do you have a favorite Sting match? I was in Greensboro. I made the 5-hour drive with my brother for his final match at Revolution. Do you have a favorite Sting match?
The one against the Acclaimed. I'm biased with that one, but it has to be that.
Right.
Because, you know, I wrestled my idol, my hero, and he's an incredible person. People say, never meet your heroes. I'm glad I met Sting.
Talk to me about the importance of this month. You've been a big trailblazer, being openly out in the world of professional wrestling, where for a while that was not something that was done very frequently. How important is this month? I've seen a number of pro wrestlers across all companies come out this month, this year. How important is that, and how do you look at that from your perspective?
It's very important. Like you just said, we had a number of athletes come out across different companies this year. And it's just, honestly, it's the tip of the iceberg. Like, mm-hmm. when I came out, I had messages from people from all over the world, other athletes in different sports. You know, we exist. You know, we exist. There's millions of people who are closeted, and they're afraid to come out. So visibility matters. Going out and being yourself and showing those folks that, you know, you have the opportunity no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm proud to go out every single week and try and be as visible and successful as possible to represent the community and also to show other athletes that it's okay to be yourself.
Anthony Bowens with me here on the Sports Junkies. Denton, Aleno, Willingham, we are filling in for the Junks. They are back on Thursday. AEW Dynamite's in town tonight, Eagle Bank Arena. You can get your tickets at AEWTix.com. As I mentioned, you're taking on those EVPs. I'll be honest with you, because we're friends now. At one point, big Young Bucks guy. Not so much now.
Whoa.
I'm an Acclaim guy now. Okay. You see the t-shirt. I'm an Acclaim guy now.
There's no going back now.
What are we going to see tonight between you and them?
I think a lot of physicality. Because mm-hmm. I think we have a lot to prove. We wrestled the Young Bucks, our 10th match in as a brand new tag team in 2020 for the tag team titles. And we're a completely different, like I said in the promo on Collision, we're a completely different team now. We're former tag team champions. We're former trios champions. We have the most tag team wins in the history of the company, which is something that the Young Bucks have not done. So we're very excited to get back in there, show them what we can do. We have to beat them once, and then we get the opportunity to wrestle them again for the AEW tag team title. So it is a must-win scenario for us tonight.
Can I make a suggestion if it happens to come up? I mean, they got those Reeboks that they have on their feet. You guys got scissors. mean, there might not be a better way to get after them than scissoring up a pair of Reeboks.
I would love to do that. Get a nice win, steal their sneakers, and, you know, and cut them up.
Give a little snip,
destroy them.
Scissor some Reeboks. I'll get you out of here on this. You've been very gracious with your time, and I appreciate it.
Sure.
AEW has had a really good year. A couple big time free agents come in. I mean, Okada, you know, he's with the EVPs, but he's big name. Ospreay, Mercedes Moné. What's it been like with those additions coming to the company?
It's great. It's always good to add, you know, that quality of and caliber of a superstar in. And it's just another person for me to prove myself against, and Max as well, on an already packed roster. AEW has the best roster in the world. May I say the most elite roster in the world. So, you know, I welcome them. And also at the same time, I feel sorry for them because at some point they're going to have to come across us and they're going to get absolutely eviscerated on the microphone and they're going to get absolutely eviscerated in the ring. And that's kind of what we do.
He is Anthony Bowens. You can see him tonight, Eagle Bank Arena, the Acclaim taking on the Young Bucks. Get your tickets now, AEWTix.com. Bowens, this was fun, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Scissor me, baby.
Scissor me, Bowens.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. To see ya.